wonderful day, the day in which Jesus changed the entire world. Again, the world is not the same ever since that great day that he got up out of the grave. And so we're thankful this wonderful evening. We hope and pray everybody's doing well out there in internet land, and hope and pray that, again, you had an awesome day. And again, we had an awesome service this morning, and we're thankful. If you failed to make it to the service, we can find it on our YouTube channel and or our Facebook here. Get a chance, go back and listen to it. We talked about the extraordinary feat of rising again. It was continuing on our extraordinary year series of concerning what God can do and will do and is able to do. And so we're thankful that the extraordinary feat of overcoming death, hell, and the grave. And so we're thankful. And that same spirit that raised up Christ can live in you and dwell in you. And so, again, remember that. Let that become a part of your
heart, your soul, and your mind. It's what the scripture says. And so when we read the Bible, you think about the Bible, these things are meant to be applied. These things are meant to be placed in our hearts to where we live them. We talk about living the Bible. That's living the Bible to where you can overcome anything, any challenge. Again, it's all done through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Heavenly Father up in heaven. And so we're thankful today. We're thankful today for his goodness. We're thankful for all that has been accomplished, and we'll be still continue to be accomplished. We pray that it'll be a lasting work. And really, it's not just a one day event. We don't want to just be a one day event today, but again, let it be a lasting thing for the rest of your life and for those receivers of the word. And we're grateful today for all God has accomplished. We want to remind you again, our Tuesday night Bible study coming up. Tuesday night Bible study, which is at 7:30 online. And then we'll have our in-person again back in the house of the Lord on 7:30 on Thursday night. 7:30 Thursday night, come expecting, believing, trusting God. Again, for great things. And so make it a part of your schedule, make it a part of your lifestyle to be in the house of the Lord. And so on this Thursday night, we look forward to seeing you and your families there. I want to give you an opportunity to give before we get into the message here as well. We'll get that out the way. Give you an opportunity to give us unto the Lord. We just say thank you in advance for your giving. Thank you in advance for your support of the ministry, the support of the ministry here in Brooklyn. And we truly say thank you. And so you can give in various ways. She put up there on the screen there for us. You can find it through our church website at www.myntcc.org/Brooklyn, New York. You make sure you put Brooklyn, New York on there because, again, we have sister churches. We have affiliate churches there that are part of our organization. So make sure it's pointing to the Brooklyn tribe. I believe me and my wife's pictures on the front there. But if not, make sure it says Brooklyn, New York, because there are other churches around the country or all over the world, again, underneath our same affiliation. And so give unto the Lord. He will bless you. He will keep you. And not on that, we also have text to give, as you see there. And you can text this number, 347-229-9933. 347-229-9933. You text the word give. And the first time doing it, it will give you back the registration. And it gives you back the information, how you sign up and get your account set up. And following that, you will be able to just send the dollar amount. You can say 20. You'll send, next time you text that number, you say 20, 30, 40, 50, 5, 10, 15, whatever the case may be. And it'll take $5, $10, whatever the amount you put in the text is what it will take out of your account. So it makes it very convenient. We also have Zelle. It's an online banking. Some of you have various banks, Chase, Bank of America, TD Bank, all these different places that do Zelle. And so you can do it that way and use the church email as your contact. Don't use the church phone number, but the church email as your contact. And it will direct you in the right path. All right. So we say thank you in advance for what you are doing. All right, and you're giving today. And so we pray and ask the Lord to bless you. We pray and ask the Lord to bless the offering. Amen. And we believe in God, again, for great miracles on your behalf because you support the work of the Lord. Amen. I want to read to you as we continue to celebrate this resurrection, remember the resurrection. And as we said many times through the years, we've always continue to try to live in that moment. Continue to try to live and put yourself in that moment. Put yourself in that time frame to where it becomes real to you. And when you read your Bible, you should try to endeavor to do the same thing, to put yourself in that situation. Put yourself in that atmosphere the best you can through your imagination, through the Holy Spirit. It begins to help you understand. It helps you feel and the ebbs and flows of what the word is saying. It helps you begin to understand it and really to see it more clearly as you begin to put yourself in. I remember there's a children's program. One is, I believe, Adventures in Odyssey is what it was. And they used to go in almost like a time machine. And when the kids were out doing something, they had some lesson to learn. They would put them in the time machine and they would go back into the situation, and it would put them there, and they would begin to see what was going on, and it really would be a life lesson to them through the stories that were in the Bible. And also, I believe it was one Superbook that kind of does a similar thing like that. Superbook does a similar thing like that. So it's little cartoons for your children. Let your kids read, watch Adventures in Odyssey, the Superbook. These are little children's programs. They can learn on their level. And not only that, but bring them to Children's Church. They had such a great time today. Those children, the past 2 weeks, really, they may have arts and crafts. They have gifts. They had snacks. They had a lot of food today. It was a blessing, no doubt, for the service. After the service, we had refreshments, and we had a good time in the Lord. So, but bring your children to the Children's Church, and they can really interact and learn and read the scriptures, and they can really learn lessons. And really just get a chance to interact with other children. And because that's the future of our church. That's the future of the churches, again, is the next generation of believers. And so these are the early building block stages to where they will have faith in Almighty God. Amen. Oh, let's read. Let's get started. Let's get started. In Matthew chapter 28, we'll look at today. And verses 6 through 20 we'll cover this evening. Matthew 28, 6 through 20, we'll look at here for a moment. And we're thankful for the mighty word of God. We encourage you again to study it, to believe it, to trust in God, and to read God's word and to keep it a part of your life. Now let's read verse 6. He says, "He is not here. He is not here, for he is risen. And as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly," he says, "tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you in Galilee, and there shall you see him. And lo, I told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, and fear and great joy did run to bring his disciples word. So they ran with excitement. They ran with excitement once they got the word that Jesus had risen. The Bible says, verse 9, "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held them by the feet and worshiped him." They bowed down and grabbed his feet. They were so excited to see Jesus. Church, do we get excited to see Jesus? Amen. The Bible says, "And then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, but go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. And now when they were going back, behold, some of the watch came to the city." These are some of the soldiers, some of the guards. They came into the city after this happened. "He said, to show unto the priests all things that were done." And so the people that were bystanders and really those that were part of the crucifixion of God, they say, "Hey, something happened." And so they ran back to the priest. And the Bible says here in verse 12, "And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers." They gave these soldiers hush money. And the Bible says, "Say ye, his disciples come by night and stole him away while we slept." So they gave these soldiers money, say, make up this story that the disciples stole the body of Jesus. And the Bible says, and if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. We'll take care of you if it gets up any higher. And so they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Until this day, even in 2023, this lie still being told that Jesus did not rise from the dead. The Bible says in verse 16, and then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee into the mountain where Jesus had appointed. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. And I want to draw your attention back to verse 17. Verse 17 of that text. The Bible says, and when they saw him, they worshiped. Some worshiped him. He says, but some doubted. And for a little bit today, we're going to give it a title this evening about no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, God, for all that you've done. Lord, we pray, Lord, by your spirit, God, by your power. God, you will move in a mighty way. God, and speak to the hearer, speak to the doubter, speak to those that, fail to believe. Speak to the believer as well, to continue to believe. Speak to the lost that they'll be found. Speak to the unsaved that they'll be saved. Speak to the weak that they'll be empowered by the Holy Ghost. Speak to the sick, God, that they can be healed. God, we pray, God, by your spirit, touch lives and souls of men and women. God, accomplish your divine work, that it be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We share with you many times that nearly 2,000 years ago, this feat, this extraordinary feat, as we titled this morning, changed the world. This extraordinary feat changed everything. It was game on. It was a game changer for God, who was already is all powerful, already in control. But it was a game changer for his creation, mankind. The death, burial, and resurrection was a game changer, and it was switched the authority, the power that Adam once had, and it was switched back to God's people. Adam had dominion. He had dominion, even a stump on that serpent way back when, but he failed to do so. He didn't exercise his dominion and power. And so when Jesus came, being the second Adam, as we covered this morning, the second Adam, he came, and he came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to take back dominion on earth. He came to give it to all that will believe, to all that will receive. In John chapter 1, it talks about, he said, as many as will believe on him, to them he gave them power to become sons of God. Believers in God, power to tread upon the serpent, power to lay hands on the sick, power to rebuke the devil, power to cast out devils, power to do great feats, to do the impossible through Christ Jesus, through you and I. And so we see doubt means skeptical, doubtful, questionable, uncertain, unsure, unbelief. Doubt will bring these things into our life. Some doubt if he's real. Some doubt if it even happened. Some doubt if it's from above. Some doubt the story. Some will twist it up and make up any and everything. Some doubt the power of God. Some will deny the power of God. Some will doubt and not believe, again, in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. My friend, today, stop doubting God. Stop doubting God. It's evident all throughout the world. It's evident throughout generation to generation. Scientists know it. Again, doctors really know it, if they will be honest. They know. They know that there has to be a God in heaven. Educators, if they'll be honest, they know. The devils know. Amen. Demons fear and tremble and know. The heavens are know. The earth knows. The angels know. But it's all that stubborn man that continues to doubt God. And so we see the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, as we read to you. I read it to you, but I'll go back through it. It talked about how that he had risen. Now they, again, they had went down to the tomb, and they began to look for Jesus. And the Bible says that the stone was rolled away. And the Bible says in verse 6, he said, "He is not here, for he is risen." He says, "We come and see the place where the Lord is, where he is." They said, "Hey, he's not here no more. Don't seek the living among the dead. He's in another place." And the Bible says in verse 7, he says, "Go tell quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth before you in Galilee, and ye shall see him." He says, go over there, you'll see. Don't doubt. Go and see that the Lord is risen, that he's alive, alive forevermore tonight. He said, "I have told you." In verse 8, he went on and says, they departed quickly from the sepulcher. They got up out of an old tomb and took off running. The Bible says, with great fear and great joy, and did run to bring the disciples' word. A church of the day, when there's something inside of you, when there's something exciting about it, when there's some good news, you just can't help but not tell it. You can't help but not get excited. And man, they ran throughout the streets and through it, around the villages, over the hill and through the woods to get to know those disciples, to go tell them that Jesus is risen. My friend, today there was no doubt about it. We see the grave clothes there. We see the blood stains there. But he's not there any longer. And the Bible says in verse 9, and they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them there. Jesus saw them, and he says, all hell, Jesus stopped them in their tracks and said, bow down, it is I. And the Bible says they came and held his feet, and the Bible says, and they worshiped him. They fell to their knees and got down on the ground and started worshiping God, grabbing Jesus. They probably felt the nails prints in his feet. They worshiped him, no doubt about it. Look at his feet. Look at his hands. Oh, that's Jesus. That's the Christ. The Bible says, and so when he did this, they said they came unto him. He says, be not afraid, but go tell the brethren that are in Galilee that they shall see me. They shall see me. Go tell them that you'll see me. And now when they were gone, behold, some of them that kept watching the city showed the priests of all the things that were done. They heard about the rumor got around, but it wasn't a rumor, it was true. The word had gotten around that Jesus had been raised, that Jesus had come, that Jesus had been resurrected from that old tomb. The word got around to those that were supposed to be watching, to those, the security forces. They had gotten word that Jesus had come. The Bible says, and when they were assembled and the elders had taken the council, they gave large money. They had gave large money unto the soldiers. As we read this, we said about the hush money. They said, oh, keep this quiet. We got to squash this story. We got to bury this story. That's kind of what's going on in our country today, that bury story. People pay hush money for all type of stuff. Again, but again, it's nothing new under the sun. It always happens. Again, to cover up something, they try to throw money at it. They cover up, to cover up some scam or some scheme, to cover up some flaw. They'll try to bury it with money. And that's what they did here. They try to keep the soldiers quiet. Don't say anything about it. Don't tell them nothing of what's going on. Make up a lie about it. But church of the day, you can't lie about the truth. The truth is the truth. The word of God standing sure that Jesus is risen from the grave. You can't stop it. You can't bury it. You can't kill the truth. You can't get rid of it. You can't put it behind the tomb. You can't roll a stone in front of it. You can't even put soldiers again in charge of it. Why? Because God always will always again here today overcome because of his greatness of his power today. The Bible says he told us, he says, go this place, go. And the Bible says, saying his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. They said, make up a lie and say the disciples came. Make up a lie, anything just to get the people to doubt. So the people won't start believing again. So the people won't start getting riled up and start trusting in God again, getting excited again, causing an uproar, turning the city upside down. Keep that story buried. But you can't bury it, church. You can't bury the gospel. You can't bury it. You can try to run from it. But I pray that this post will flood your news feed. I pray that you'll get a pamphlet. I pray that people will knock on your door. I pray that the TV commercials, radio commercials, I pray that God in the middle of the night will speak to your heart and tell you you need to be saved. If you're watching this video, if you're not saved, you need to be born again. I pray that the soul winner will knock on your door. I pray that you see God when you turn to the right, when you turn to the left, when you go to work, when you're on the train, on the looking up at the billboard at the red light. I pray somehow, some way that God will speak to you so you can run, but you can't hide. You can't run from the truth today. Jesus loves you tonight. Jesus cares for you today. Don't let the enemy bury you again in lies today. He would do anything to keep people from knowing the truth. He will bury you in your job. Many didn't come this morning buried in their jobs. Some didn't come because, again, of doubt. They didn't really believe that, again, of what God could do. You should do all you can to get to the house of the Lord. Do any and there. I don't care what comes your way. Again, the devil always has a plan to keep you out of church. Every service. He has a plan to keep you from believing, I'll go next week. Next week will turn into next month. Next month will turn into next year. My friend today, stop doubting God. I'll pray tomorrow. No, pray tonight. I'll read my Bible tomorrow. No, read it now. The devil will have you doubting. He will have you doubting and miss out on your blessing. And these people were missing out on their blessing. He'll do any and everything. For this particular case, it was money. He paid these men to stay quiet from getting the truth, getting a blessing for their families of the risen Savior. The Bible says in verse 14, if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade them and secure you. He said, even if it makes it all the way up to the governor, he said, we'll take care of the governor. We'll take care of the governor. Just don't let this get out. Don't tell them about the stone being rolled away. Don't tell them, again, that you don't know what happened. Tell them that the disciples stole the body. The devil will make up all type of lies to get you to doubt the truth. He would tell you the church is not for you today. He'll tell you the preacher's phony. He'll tell you, I don't give. Don't go to church. Church, worship God in your own little way. He'll do anything to get you to doubt and surrender to God. He'll get you to do anything and everything to where you get further and further and further away from God. Stop believing and doubting God. The Bible tells us here, and then the 11 went away into Galilee in the mountain where Jesus did appoint them. Before I go there, I want to talk about doubt again and fear and unbelief. Doubt, fear, and unbelief. In the book of Hebrews 3, Hebrews 3:18, the Bible talks about unbelief, what it does. It keeps you from getting all God has for you. Unbelief will keep you from getting what all God has in store for you. The Bible says referring to the children of Israel, he says, to whom he swore that they would not enter into his rest, enter into the promised land. They would not enter into the glory and the peace of Almighty God. He says, but to them that believe not, those that did not believe did not get rest. The devil will not give you rest. He will keep you in unbelief. You wonder why you can't get no rest? It's because of your faith is not rested in God. You're not resting in Jesus, who is our Sabbath. You're not resting in the Sabbath of Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Bible says, is the Lord of the Sabbath. He is our ultimate rest. The seventh day was for the rest. He is the Lord of the rest. And so when you're resting in God, you find your rest in him. You can rest every day in God. You can rest easy and assured that knowing that God is in control. Because of unbelief, even after all that God had done for them, there in the wilderness. The Bible says in verse 19, so we see that they cannot enter into the promise. They cannot enter into all the promises of God because of unbelief. We're talking about no doubt about it. They cannot receive because of unbelief. My friend today, get all the doubt out of your mind tonight. If you're facing a challenge tonight, get that doubt out of your mind and go to Jesus. Get the doubt. If you're feeling sick, you have an incurable disease, get the doubt out of your mind and go to Jesus. Amen. If God's will for you to be healed, he will heal you. And if it's God's will that he takes you home, you'll be ready to go home because your faith is in Jesus Christ. And he has an eternal place for you where you'll get a new body. You'll get a new, new glorified body to where you can now live forever sick free. No sickness, no disease. Amen. Up in glory. So either here or there, there's no doubt about it. Whatever the God wants to do, he can do it. Whether you're facing a dilemma, amen, God will give you the ability to overcome because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome because of our faith. We overcome because of our trust in God, and you overcome because of your relationship with him. A relationship starts by not doubting. You have to trust in a relationship. Relationships are strong through trust. We're talking about no room for doubt, no doubt about it. In church today, I pray that you will build your trust in Jesus. Build your trust and your faith in God. Another place it says here is really the ultimate punishment for unbelief. The ultimate punishment for unbelief is this in Revelation 21, really the final judgments of God. The Bible says that he that overcometh shall inherit all things. The blood of the Lamb will help you overcome all things. Faith in God will help you overcome all things. Being born again, it helps you overcome all things. You're born again, and from that process, you begin to learn to overcome. You begin to learn to trust. You begin to learn to live for Christ. You begin to learn to say, hey, wait a minute, I have the power from on high. Being filled with the Holy Ghost helps you through your difficult times, and it will help you overcome. He says that he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Inherit what? Inherit in the kingdom. Inherit your mansion. Inherit the streets of gold. Inherit that glorious, glorious place that we called the New Jerusalem. Church, it's not too far out. Believe and no doubt. I'm telling you today, there's coming a day when the Lord has a place for you, a better place. Just believe in Almighty God. There's a better place in him. The Bible says, he that overcomes shall inherit all things. I will be his God and he shall be my son. No doubt about it. When you have that relationship with God, he'll go with you. He'll go with you in the morning. He'll watch over you at night. He'll go with you throughout the streets. He'll go with you in the valleys. He'll go with you on the mountaintop. He'll go with you in the dark places. He will go with you because you're his son and you're his daughter. And the Bible says, but the fearful in verse 8, we're talking about no doubt about it. No doubt about it. My friend today, I pray to God that you will stop listening to the devil and start believing God tonight. He says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, things that they believe are lies instead of the true. Again, and they believe in idols instead of the true God. They believe in witchcraft and sorcery instead of the power of the Holy Ghost. They believe in the fleshly desires instead of the spiritual things of God. They believe in all these different things that again, the wickedness instead of righteousness. I'm telling you today, the devil will have us all mixed up and doubting and fearing. And that's what happened to the children of Israel. They were left out of the wilderness. They died in the wilderness because they were rather trust the things of the flesh and the things of the world than the things in which God was able to do. And the Bible says, and shall have no part. They shall have no part with God, but they shall have a part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There's no doubt about it. My friend, today, hell is real. Hell is real, no doubt about it. Hell is real. If a dead man could come back to tell you, people will still doubt, as we shared with you the other night. If a dead man was to come back, many still wouldn't believe. People have written books about their visions of hell, visions of heaven. People, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. God has allowed some to see visions of hell. God has allowed some to get a glimpse of a vision of heaven. We live in such a skeptical world. I don't believe that. I don't believe. He's just trying to sell books. But you know what? Again, And that's what it is, this doubt in people's minds. So you see, why would somebody lie about that? Well, for filthy lucre, perhaps. Some cases it may be. But there's no doubt about it, the hell is real. But heaven is real as well. And that's why we celebrate on this day. Jesus came to do what? To give us an opportunity to escape hell and begin to live a resurrected life, to live a life to where we can raise up with him, we can spend eternity with him, to where we can be in power with him, to where we can see and experience the power and the miracles of God, amen, every single day of your life. And so back to our text here in the Gospels, again, in Matthew, we pick it back up at verse 16. And the Bible says, and so the 11 went away. They had gotten the information. They went away into Galilee and the mountains where Jesus had appointed them. And the Bible says, he says, when he saw them, they worshiped him, and some still doubted. Some saw him. They beheld him. They touched him, but some still doubted. How can this be? This is the same Jesus. This is the same one they saw for many years. This is the same one perhaps they even asked and talked to one-on-one conversations with, but they still doubted that it was real. And the Bible says, and church today, I'm telling you, God has manifested himself all over the place, all over, whether it's through nature, whether it's through miracle, whether it's through things and life events that you've experienced. God is showing himself real. He's showing out really even as we speak now. People are beginning to realize, hey, God is trying to show us something. God is really speaking to our hearts. Amen. But again, some still doubt. My friend, today we pray with us, believe with us. And amen. Pray for the lost. Pray for those that have blinders over their eyes. Pray for the Jewish people. Pray for the sinner. Pray for the Gentile. Pray for men and women that the enemy with the enemy's blinders will be removed. That the devil, again here today, will be leaving and fleeing their lives, that they can come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Today we're talking about there's no room for doubt. There's no doubt today. There's no doubt about it. Come to Christ tonight. Believe on the truth. Believe that he is risen again. The Bible says Jesus spake to them, saying, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. No doubt about it. If he can overcome death, he can overcome anything. When something is dead, it's dead. It's written off, it's done. But with God, there's power. He is life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the life giver. He breathed life into our nostrils. He breathes life into a soul, a dead, sinful soul today. Through the born again experience, he breathes a new life in you. He puts his Holy Spirit in you. God wants to give you life. He says, I am he. I have all power to cause you to raise you up, to turn your life around, to cause you, as we cover this morning, to go experience extraordinary feats, to do extraordinary things through him today. God is makes it possible today. Don't doubt. Now, don't believe the lies. The devil has had you chained and shackled many years. The way you feel like you can't get ahead. I'm telling you, with God, amen, there's great days ahead in Almighty God. The Bible says, go ye, therefore, and teach all nations. He said, forget the doubters, but just go. We have doubters here in New York City, but we still gotta go. Doubters where you may live, whoever's watching this, go. Doubters in your family, but keep saying it. Doubters in your community, keep faith, staying faithful. Doubters in the school, doubters in the government, doubters all around the globe. But that's all right. Go and tell them anyway. Go and tell them that Jesus is alive. Go and tell them that he is risen. Go and tell them that he loves you. Go and tell them, amen, they come to Jesus. Go and tell them that he's coming again. Go and tell them, amen, baptizing them, amen. If you need to be baptized, contact us. Amen, we have a water baptism. Some need to be water baptized. Get baptized. It's an outward show of an inward work. It's letting the whole world know that I believe. There's no doubt in me. I believe in my soul, in my mind, and I believe in my body. As I go down into this water, I'm going to get back up to show the world there is no doubt about it. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. I believe he's the Savior of the world. I believe that he's King of kings and Lord of lords. The Bible says baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That triunity, these three are one. Amen. One power, one body, one Lord. Amen. One in the Elohim, I should say. And no doubt today, it's what we call the Trinity. Some don't believe in the Trinity. They are doubters. But the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they were there in the beginning, and they will be there in the end. My friend, believe, trust, amen, and serve a living God. The Bible says in number 20, he says as we close, he says, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. Believe the word of God. Don't just take my word for it. You can't do that. You got to believe it and read it for yourself. Apply it to your own personal life. Live it, amen, and experience it, and let it play out in your heart and your soul. Exercise your faith. The Bible says today, believe it. Believe the word, what he commanded. Don't doubt about it. He says, go wash in the pool. Go wash in the pool. He says, ain't no doubt. Have faith and don't doubt. Do it. He says today, have faith, believe it. Go step out on the water. Go step out on the water. Go shout against the walls. Go shout against the walls. Take that stone and kill that Goliath. Go kill that Goliath. Believe God when he commands it. Believe God what he said. Believe God, amen, that he is risen. Believe that he's all powerful today. He said, I'm with you always. Amen. No doubt about it. When you're feeling all alone, in those dark nights, those lonely days, you're not alone. No doubt about it. And all you got to do is call him. It's late in the night. It's too late to call somebody. Call on Jesus. Everybody's gone from the house. The room is quiet. You have somebody you can talk to. Jesus tonight. He said, I will be with you always. I'll go with you always. I'll love you always. I'll care for you always. I'm watching over you always. No doubt about it. And all you got to do is just call on him. Just talk to him. It's the way you talk to me, the way you talk to your friends and loved ones, family. Talk to him. Build that relationship with him. He said, I'll be with you. The Bible says, even though he went back into heaven, he said, I'm going to be with you. No doubt about it. I'll cover you. I'll protect you from the devil. I'll keep you as long as you are in me, as long as you're doing what I command you, as long as you're staying close. He said, I'll be with you. But if you get far away, amen, you're on your own in so many ways. But again, as you call on him, he'll come running. He'll be there in a moment. But the best policy is to stay close to Jesus. The Bible says, even unto the end of the world, all the way to the end, as we know it, heaven and earth will pass away. The things that we see now will no longer be here. But Jesus will. And you and I will, our soul will. Eternally, we'll be with him forevermore. No doubt about it. My friend, he wants to spend eternity with you and I all the way to the end, which is no end. There is no end in God. There is no end. But church today, there's no end. But tonight, there's an end. You can put an end to your doubting. Put an end to your doubting tonight. Put an end to your unbelief. Put an end to your second guessing. Put an end to the problem. Again, the relationship with the devil, the problem giver. Say, you know what, tonight, enough is enough. I'm coming to the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to believe without a shadow of a doubt. And I'm going to serve him with all of my heart, all of my soul. And the Bible tells us this, amen, if you will believe and confess that he is Lord. Believe and confess that he is Lord. But let it come out of your lips, out of your mouth, and say, you know what, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe, as many of them believe, they saw and they worshiped him. Church of today is more than just saying it, but you begin to learn to worship him. They bowed down and worshiped him. They grabbed him and they worshiped him. They glory, no doubt in tears of joy, they worshiped him. Church, do we really worship him this way? But church of today, we begin to look to God and worship him and love him and believe him enough to serve him and fully commit to Christ. Commit body, soul, and spirit to him. Mind, heart, and soul to him. Fully committed and say, you know, no more doubt about it. No more doubt. I give up. I'm going to serve God. And brothers and sisters, today, I'm telling you, if you was accept him, if you're not saved tonight, give him your life. I'm telling you, no doubt about it. I'm telling you, the sound of my voice, your sound of hearing, sound of my voice, God will do amazing things in your life. Salvation is such a wonderful thing for all believers. Every believer, no doubt about it, God somehow, some way, is able to keep you. He's able to cover you. He's able to meet every need in your life. And most importantly, he's able to give you eternal life, which is the ultimate goal, to spend eternity with him. Give him your life tonight. I believe, say, I believe in you, Lord. I believe, I accept you. I receive you as my Savior. For the believers tonight, being bold and being powered by the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit tonight, receive the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with power. Fill me with faith. Let me be full of faith to where there's no doubt about it anymore. Many times people don't get the Holy Ghost because they doubt. They doubt about, I don't know about this tongues. I don't know about this speaking in tongues. I don't know, but if I get the Holy Ghost, that means really I have to give up some stuff. Hey, give it up. Got to replace it with something better. Come on in and get fully committed. And have no doubt about it. Have no second guessing about it. It's the greatest life you ever want to live. And amen. For any and everyone else who has a need, don't have any doubt, but pray right now. And ask the Lord. He will help you. He will keep you. He will answer your prayer. If you have faith, the grain of a mustard seed, believing, he's able. God bless you. Our prayer. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter Sunday. Amen. We give God thanks for all he has done. And we pray again, it's a lasting work. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. That again, the Lord, he has risen. No doubt about it. And he will return again. Coming for his believers. Coming for those that have no doubt about it. That he's coming. Keep your eyes up. Keep your head up. Keep looking to God who's coming again. Our soon coming King. God bless you. I pray we'll see you Tuesday night at Bible study.